Consider a time you were bullied, treated unfairly for no fault of yours, denied a promotion, left alone to deal with a problem, hopelessly lonely, and in despair. During those times, time seems to last forever, but it does move on, doesn't it? Maybe your problem doesn't get solved, but it does become milder, less intense, or less troubling. We need to move on. I'm sure you know of people, or at least have heard of persons, who have undergone all that you have gone through, but have managed to move on and become happy once again. Well, moving on is the key, where one can either accept or pretend that depressing things can be left behind, and a new, better, and happier you can take its place. Now you can say that all this is humbug, and all these things work only in motivational videos. This is not a motivational video or an inspirational podcast. This is the podcast of reality. This is where I show you your reality in a mirror. Of course, you may ask, what is different this time? What is different is that I give you a different angle that is less pitying and more partying, less sympathizing and more enthusiastic. Mind you, I'm not asking you to go to extremes and become monastic. Instead, I'm helping you understand that life is a mere trick, which we should master to get happiness faster. Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow. This is a quote by Helen Keller, who herself went through life in darkness and yet could keep her positive self sane and happy amidst all the negativity. But then, becoming positive isn't an easy affair after all. So why delve into something one knows is difficult to do? Let's say, for example, we are planning a get-together of college friends. The plan has been in the attic for too long. Every time some obstacle comes up and the plan is shelved. This has happened way too often, so much so that we have begun to believe that maybe a get-together is not a good idea after all. And there goes another good intention down the drain. Now we can look at this problem in two ways. Either we can be disappointed that the plan did not succeed, or we can look at the problem in a more positive manner, accepting that such things happen, but it isn't the end of the world. Wouldn't it be easier if we accept ourselves and the world for what each one stood for instead of becoming judgmental? Or what purpose do boundaries and limitations serve if it only means that we discriminate others and ourselves solely on the basis of mere dissatisfaction? Now, I agree that we are a part of a beautiful universe. But what sustains this beauty? Have you ever wondered? Isn't it our varied behaviors, our different personalities, our quirky habits, even our funny obsessions and presumptuous opinions? What may be true or right for me may not be the same for you. What is happy for me could be sadistic for you. Once we accept the fact that good and bad coexist, we need to change our attitude towards reality. We need to have a balanced reaction towards everything in life. If we get too excited for something good happening in our lives, or we are too frustrated for something unhappy happening, then in both the scenarios, we invest an incredible amount of ourselves into our reactions, which invariably leaves us feeling exhausted, incomplete, and tired of life. Now, is it worth it for a mere reaction that might never ever occur again? You might ask, do you even understand how difficult having a balanced reaction is? Yes, I do. And I'm sure all those watching this video do too. And that is why it is incredibly important to look in the face of negativity and stay positive. I'm sure all of us want to change something or someone in our lives at some point or the other, but it isn't easy. After all, how many takers can you find for your perspective who are willing to go all the way to help you bring the change that you want unconditionally? So what do we do? Even if the circumstance is such that we are alone and unsupported, a change is a welcome start as a first step on the ladder of transformation. And that is by accepting the fact that while there is disharmony, inequality, unfair practices, stupid, illogical rules, there is also goodness and hope for a better tomorrow. Even if the percentage of good was a mere 1% and bad 99%, the very fact that a percentage for good exists is an achievement in itself. Don't you think so? When we begin to see hope, where it is it? When we discover paths where we saw weeds and shrubs earlier, it is then that change finally happens. The kind of change that we want. Maybe slower in pace, but moving all the same. And how does that arrive in our lives? When we accept the fact that with bad comes good, and with darkness comes light, we are on a new path of change and happiness. There was a point in my life when I did all things wrong, if only to make a statement of rebellion. Again, I moved on into a phase where I did good on my terms, but soon I turned cynical and judgmental. I actually needed to be in a plane where I could be affected by hurt and disharmony and yet aspire to move on, to dream and to have ambitions. That phase did come, albeit a bit slowly to me, where I learned to become flexible in my thoughts, when I refused to create boundaries of good and bad around me, when I could sit next to a man who I knew had done wrong, and yet I could prevent my mind from making prejudices of justice and injustice. We need to remember that one cannot exist without the other. Where there is bad, there has to be good too. Positive thoughts are but a mere click away, a flip of a page, or a reversal of a thought process. Look for good things, even amidst negativity, and good things will begin looking for you.